Blog Talk Radio.
Worship and Word here on True Radio Presents on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Thomas Dwayne Smith, Reverend and Divisible Conservative, all rolled into one. Our show is scheduled for 2 hours, but we are only going to do 45 minutes or so. But first, I am going to start with the few worship songs to set the atmosphere. So, be right back with the message and prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome back. That was C.C. Winans with Alabaster Box here on Reality and Christ Worshiping Word here on True Radio Presents. Our next worship song that we are going to play, and it's going to be the last one because I'm going to get right into the Word. You're not alone, even though I feel like it. Sometimes.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know how things went for me today. And Father, I must confess, I am angry. I am very upset. tired, Lord God, of rolling accusation. People judging others by their actions, judging themselves by their own intentions. Lord God, I know I'm not without my fault. Thing that never can be taken away from me is the fact that I have strived to do everything through the prism of your love. And having said that, Holy Spirit, I ask you to speak. Say what needs to be said. And when it's complete, we shut it down. Mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a changing cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part. But then shall I know, just as I am also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these in love. We to weigh everything through the prism of God's love. Unfortunately, vast majority of the body of Christ doesn't seem to have a clue what that actually entails. Some think that is blasting others because they might think that their doctrine isn't sound or whatever. And don't get me wrong, there are false religions and false teachers out there. But there is also false teaching within the body of Christ, a whole lot of it. Always point their fingers at others. but they don't like to have the fingers pointed back at them. Why is that? That's a question for you all to ponder within yourselves. But I tell you what, we always have a tendency to point our fingers outward at others. But we never point our fingers inward. Asking God, what do we need to correct within ourselves? Still waiting for someone to tell me when God sanctioned the nomination. I'll answer that question for you. He didn't. Jesus was very clear in Luke 11:17-19. New King James Version. Jesus' words, chapter 11, verse 17. But he, knowing their thoughts, there being the religious folk, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house fall. Satan. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I, being Jesus, cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. That says it all right there. I find it funny how people defy denominations when every single denomination in this country and actually in this world, the Christian denomination, started because of a disagreement. There are some denominations that preach and teach that if you don't do it their way, you're going to hell. But I'm going to explain to you how most people study the Bible. Most people study the Bible to fit it into their worldview. They don't study to fit their worldview into the Word of God. Let me repeat that. People study the Word of God to fit it into their worldview. They don't study the Word of God to fit their worldview into God's word. What do you mean, you might be wondering? You might be wondering what I mean by that. Well, got disconnected there. We have to understand what is going on. We want to fit God into our little religious box instead of studying the word into the context that it's supposed to be broken down into. Denominations don't lead to nothing but destruction. It leads to division. It leads to infighting. I don't like denominations. I don't like people breaking up into groups because it's not biblical. That's my whole stance on it. God's word is very clear. That's going to be my show for today, folks, because my radio, my phone is burning out. So I will tune in. I will be back next week.
But you found me where